Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Columbia Township Board of Trustees has approved some special events that the Columbia Township Library wants to host. The library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville will be hosting a Halloween bash on Thursday, October 30th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., an event open to all ages. Attendees are encouraged to dress as their favorite book character, as there are prizes involved, along with treats, dancing, and other activities. On Saturday, November the 1st, the library will host a family feud night as well from 7 to 9 p.m. in the library's community room. Teams are asked to register ahead of time with the library by calling 989-674-2651. The fee to participate is $25 and will go towards funding library programs. The event will follow the same format as the Family Feud TV show hosted by Steve Harvey. During the meeting, there were several land splits that were requested and approved, and there were some combined land requests that were also approved. You're listening to WLEW and in other local and regional news for today. There were some changes during this month's Caseville City Council meeting. The meeting was conducted at the Historical Society of Caseville Maccabees Hall Museum, which is where the village of Caseville held its meeting back in the early days of the community. Also, Mayor Pro Tem Kenneth Rothge started the meeting because the official mayor, Christopher Stahl, is currently dealing with some health issues, and because Pro Tem Mayor Rothge will be leaving as well, the council has instead appointed Darren Sprague as the new mayor pro tem. The council also approved opting out of Michigan's 20% copay requirement for health insurance by offering a Blue Cross Blue Shield high deductible health plan policy. And they officially set Halloween trick-or-treating hours from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October the 31st. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Vice President J.D. Vance says that he believes U.S. military members will be paid at the end of the week as the Trump administration reconfigures its funding in the second longest government shutdown ever. The pressure to end the shutdown is taking on new urgency. Representative Lisa McClain, chair of the House Republican Conference, says, quote, "This week, more than any other week, the consequences become impossible to ignore. Millions of Americans face the prospect of losing food assistance, and more federal workers will also be missing their first full paycheck." And another national and international news. A federal judge in San Francisco has indefinitely blocked the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston on Tuesday granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. She had previously issued a temporary restraining order against the job cuts that was set to expire on Wednesday. The Republican administration has been slashing jobs left and right in education, healthcare, and other areas that it says are favored by Democrats. Lawyers for the government argued personal issues should be heard in a separate venue. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, October 28th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.